This is Horti News Radio, the news hub for international horticulture from Holland Horti Media. Visit us and listen on hortinewsradio.com.
This is Paprika Horti News Radio from the IPM in Essen. I am here right now at the booth of Greenhouse Sustainability, formerly known as the Greenhouse Marketeers. In front of me is Henry Potse. A new name, a new branding over here. How is everything going regarding that?
Hello, everybody. It's going fantastic here on the IPM. First day and we're already satisfied. We changed the name because at the IFTF we were asking some clients from us, when are you looking to our booth? What's your impression? What are we doing? And then they said, yeah, sure. They said, you're marketeers. And they said, yeah, that's what we do as well. But the main thing what we do is footprint calculations. So it was a clear sign for us that we had to change the name. So in between IFTF and IPM, we changed the name in Greenhouse Sustainability. And we're very happy that we did it because it's much more clear what we do, because in the name sustainability it covers much more what we do. So the main thing what we do is calculating, then reducing and offsetting, and of course the part of marketing we call now storytelling. We still do that marketing part, but it's not the main thing what we do. So greener sustainability fits much better.
Yeah, I can understand. And do you already see the results of that? Do you already see effect of the name change?
Yeah, we are applying people for LCA specialists, so footprint calculations. And in the past, when we did it, and when we asked for people, maybe 3-4 persons were reacting on it. And now about 40 people were reacting, because I think they prefer to work at a company who is busy with the sustainability part instead of marketing. So that's one of the things in which we can see that it's wise that we changed that name.
So it seems like a good business decision to have this name change.
Sometimes you have to do. So in 2018, when we made the decision, I was convinced that the name was right. But you need to change. You know, a turtle is still there because he can change to the circumstances. So the circumstances are different, so we need to change.
Yeah, cool. And why should visitors visit the booth of Greenhouse Sustainability?
Several reasons. We really would like to give demo presentations from our Flory footprint tool. That one is PEF compliant. And we have a cheaper and more simple way to start with footprinting. We call it Footprints for All. And that's only €695. And that's an easy way for growers, retailers, everyone in the chain actually, just to start with.
And this Footprint for All tool is released recently?
Yeah, we are just releasing here on the IPM. So we created it last Friday. We finished the tool, so it was very strict that we finished it. But so now we're releasing it, and we already sold quite a few.
Yeah, you already sold a few, like on the spot here at IPM?
Directly. Yeah, the price, people like the price, so €695 is much less than a PEF compliant Flory footprint tool. And the big exporters are not obligating the growers now to have the PEF, the Flory footprint. So now they say when you just start with a footprint, it's already good enough. And of course, it has a good value. Otherwise, we would not call it a tool from ourselves. But this is much more easy to fill in. It takes you maybe an hour or maybe 2 hours, and then you fill it in. And then on company level, you have your footprint, and then we can make an easy share that data from the company. Allocating, I was searching for that word. We are allocating the company data to product data. but you cannot compare it to Flory footprint tool, but it's an easy way to start.
And do you see that it's mostly smaller companies going for the footprint for all, or is it also bigger companies that just want to make a start?
No, everyone. Everyone, small, big, suppliers, sub-suppliers, retailers, exporters, everyone in the chain, actually, they come to us. So no, it's not only for the big companies, it's for everyone. That's why we call it as well Footprint for All.
It's all in the name.
It's all in the name, yeah.
So let's talk a little bit more about the Flory Footprint Roll that is PEF accredited. What is the status of the PEF standard?
No, it's not PEF compliant at this moment because the PEF is not ready. Thank you for asking. The PEF should already been finished last year, but unfortunately it didn't. Now the idea is to finish it this year. So companies like Flora Holland are really pushing, really doing a great job in that. So we really hope that the PEF will be finished this year, but our tool is already prepared. So everything what we know by now, we already put in that tool. So whenever the day will come that Brussels will say, okay, this needed to be, then we easily can add what is missing. And then in 1 or 2 days, our tool is really PEF compliant according the rules what Brussels will ask.
Nice. And is expected to be happening this year?
Should already been last year. So now in August, we will give Brussels all the data. And then it's up to Brussels how long it will take. You know, when they do it within 1 week, then we can have it in August, but it's up to Brussels how long it will take. So we think it will take a few months. So let's say the end of the year, that might be safe.
Okay, we will see. And then for the rest, your outlook on 2023, besides the PEF compliancy, do you have any expectations, innovations plans? What do you expect from 2023?
Reducing. We're really focusing on reducing in the Horti Footprint Chain program. We get more and more, members, we call it members. And we're very happy what's happening over there. To give you an idea, we do a completely chain calculation in there. And then we ask our members to help the growers to bring down the footprint. So for example, Signify or Van Iperen or Koppert are a member from that chain program. And when we show what is the footprint, then we ask them, how can you help this grower, for example, with crop protection? We do the footprint calculation from those companies as well, and then we can bring down that footprint, because that's why we do it. You know, to save the planet, we give the insight, but actually the most important thing is that we bring down that footprint, and we need to do that all with everyone that needs to do it for his own part. So the Horti Footprint Chain program is really growing, and I'm very excited what that can bring us in 2023.
Yeah, sounds amazing, and also sounds like you're actually stimulating like collaborations and sharing of knowledge and stuff like that. So it sounds like you're opening up the business even more.
Yeah, it's not only footprint calculation, it's reducing, it's a part offsetting if a client would like to do that. And storytelling. And you know, in the past, when the name was Greenhouse Marketeers, then everyone thought that the main thing is it marketing, that storytelling part. But now we put in our brochure as well, and that's the first thing what we do is calculation, reduction, offsetting, and storytelling. And reduction, I think that's even more important than, you need to start somewhere. So really the first insight is a footprint, but then bring it down, and my colleagues, they are very excited to help our clients to bring down the footprint to zero, because that's what we need. Climate neutral, we all need to become climate neutral.
Yeah, sounds amazing. Henry Potse, Greenhouse Sustainability, thank you so much for this interview, and I wish you the best of luck for both the IPM and the rest of 2023.
Thank you very much for this interview.